Storms in California have toppled one of the most photographed trees in history. The giant sequoia known as the Pioneer Cabin Tree fell over after lashing winds and rain rolled through the Sierra Nevada. John Sepulvedo of member station KQED in San Francisco reports.
In the 1800s and early 20th century, marketing for American tourists basically went like this. Find something grand, show it to people, then watch the tourists flock. While Niagara had roaring falls and Florida had crystal clear springs, California had its giant sequoias.
And other ages produced the giant redwoods, oldest of living things. They have watched the centuries pass and generations of men from the Stone Age to the automobile. One is so huge it spans a road with ample clearance for a car.
Of course, redwoods don't naturally have tunnels in them. That's what makes the Pioneer Cabin Tree so unique. The tree was 33 feet in diameter. And in the 1880s, the owner of the Redwood Grove hired two guys to start sawing into it.
The tree already had a sizable hole, but he made it look like a cabin.
Which is how it got the name Pioneer Cabin Tree, says Tony Tialdi. He's the supervising ranger of California State Parks. And he says a Yosemite redwood was tunneled first. That tree is called Wawona.
And so the private owner at the time wanted to compete with the Wawona tree with Yosemite and getting visitors to history.
There are pictures of Model Ts driving through the pine cabin tree. And long before selfie sticks, families took pictures huddled in the tunnel. Yet the hole weakened the tree, and the storm, combined with a shallow root system, proved to be too much.
A lot of people are very sad and upset. It's been around since the mid-1880s, so generations of families have seen this tree.
Tialdi notes that today we would never hollow such a majestic tree. But the pine cabin tree raised awareness for the redwoods, meaning in a way, the larger forest was able to be seen through that one ancient tree. For NPR News, I'm John Sepulvedo in San Francisco.